podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 32 of Lost in Translation 1. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watched Let's All Bring Him Out, The Shut-In of Mon. What did you like about this episode? What were favourite bits?
Okay, so to sum it up briefly, I liked the boxes, and then I didn't like much for a while, and then the big final fight happened, and I thought everything after Haru showed up was great.
Yeah.
And that's the episode.
I actually kind of liked the let's all try to make him interested in something that's happening outside the box to get him out.
That counts as the boxes part?
Yeah, I found that really interesting. I really liked the area as a pro wrestler.
Yes, I know. You freaked out.
That was great. I loved that.
You made noises I didn't know people could make.
And I loved Haru as a delinquent. And he can't actually speak. So he's reading a manga or a light novel or something.
Too embarrassed.
And he's like, I'll get your punks. And he's got this. And he's got this little small voice. And I's an idol. And Astra's a celebrity. And Musimon's like his wife, I guess.
Astra is getting eaten by a big snake. And then he becomes a kaiju to fight the snake.
Yes, because Astra's crazy, and I love him. And I thought it was. I had a few favorite bits. I had a few chuckles when they said, "Hey, I know what we can do. We can try to get Offmon out of the box because he's in our box." And I thought, oh god, this is going to be a terrible episode. It's just going to be them doing different wacky situations. But then
they'd organize a party.
Yeah, and that would be really annoying. But it was only a very small part of the episode, so I liked that. And yeah, I think that's about all my favorite parts. I liked the final fight. I thought that was clever how they did that app link with both the Kiwami type Atmon.
Yeah, and you got to see a cool, like, not fusion, but combination of their abilities and stuff.
And that's what Applink is also.
And they foreshadowed it by saying, look, Shutmon's very fast, but he can't dodge it. And a Globemon can work out where they're coming from, but isn't fast enough to do anything about it.
Mm.
So if you combine them together, you get these advantages. And you're like, okay, great. You established why this is important and then made a tactical decision. That was great. Mm.
Yeah. And I liked the way it looked. Like, it looked cool because he's Shutmon with the Globemon armor. And there was that new insert song that will be coupled with the release of Gatchen that's coming out, I want to say, next month.
Also, weirdly, it topped out the power meter at about 114,000, which is, first of all, a weird number to top out at.
Mm.
But second, it means that we're episode 32 out of 50 or something, but we are pushing towards the moment where something, either the meter goes above the limit or the meter breaks.
Mm.
Which I think will be when they show you Leviathan.
Yeah, or when we get to the next level, which is after Kiwami, which is Kami, which means God.
Oh, Kikami!
So it's... And I actually have seen what they look like because I accidentally made it in the 3DS game. Because my favourite thing to do in the 3DS game is, like, I'm just going to make these Atmon and then I'm going to cross them. That's how I found out about Globemon. I was like, okay, I'm just going to cross them all together. There we go.
Aren't you glad when a new property that does not release this information yet in its own thing spoils itself on its side projects?
Well, actually, the intro bit of the game has you summon a Globemon. And I believe the game came out just as we got Dogatchmon.
Amazing.
I think. Like, it came out fairly early in the series. But I liked this episode. I found it okay. I mean, it wasn't fantastic.
It was fine.
I found it was clever in the way that it used AppLink. Because that's what I like about Atmon. When they show you what each app does and they actually are thoughtful in the way that they find a solution to do with that rather than just, I will fight you.
Exactly.
But, I mean, there weren't that many favourite bits. It's just basically the box scene and the clever bit of the fight. And, I mean, at the start, there was the biting thing, which we've seen Offmon bite Shutmon, and they didn't actually... I thought they were going to reference how Offmon always bites Hugin to calm him down, so I just thought that's what was happening.
You were more clever than the show was.
Yeah, and that's just... I mean, I'm not sure that's just because that's an implied reference that links Offmon biting Hugin and then Shutmon biting Hugin. And I thought that they were, Shutmon was... you know, having a temper, but he was still, like, lucid.
Oh, and throwing a little swap.
He was having a bit of a day, you know? And he bit him, and that was calming him down. But no, I was wrong, but I thought that they were doing the whole Shutmon bites Hugin to calm him down because he's a little puppy. But you mustn't bite the hand that feeds. Nibble okay.
Only nibble.
Nibble okay. What were some negative bits? Because I don't think I actually have that many negative about this episode.
Okay, my negative here is that I don't care about the story of I'm an Atmon and I'm unhappy, so I'm going to leave now. Because we literally did that, too, like, 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, but it's leaving for a different reason. It's leaving like, I'm leaving to protect you, rather than I'm leaving because you're upsetting me.
Then don't do the filler episode where Gatchmon runs away, you know?
I felt it was more meaningful this
way. Oh, it was. So don't ruin this story by doing it already badly.
Also, part of me is getting a little bit annoyed with Offmon. Like, a lot of what he does isn't entirely reasonable. I know that he's meant to be a baby, but he's meant to be quite a strong baby.
Yeah, he's getting frustrating to deal with, and not in, like, an interesting way, in a, like, oh, come on, haven't we already covered this kind of way?
Yeah, and I get that that's, you know, he's an offline app, so he's not very good with people, and he has maybe, like, social anxiety, and, like, he wants to be in a box, and I've been there where I just want to be in a box, and I just don't.
But you want to be in 18 boxes?
Yeah, I want to be in 18. No, that's how I feel sometimes. Sometimes, like, I want to be in a box, but I don't just want to be in a box, I want to be in another box. Also, that,
That box should be in another box.
Also, the dolls that they had, the Russian dolls, that was a cute little...
Matryoshkas.
Matryoshka, yeah. I know that because it's a song.
Yeah, and that was a clever way of telling you what was happening without needing to animate it.
Yeah, which I guess is another positive bit, but while we're talking about negatives, it's just, I think Offmon's starting to grate me. I'm like, yeah, I get it, you're cute.
You can't say that after you freaked out about the big high-five thing at the end.
Okay, that was cute. I'm just saying, in general, Offmon is starting to be a little bit grating.
I think we're over it now. I think the troubles are done.
Yeah, hopefully. Which is good. I hope that they don't have any more Offmons having problems as the plot, because that would be that'd be too much. I think this is like the end of like how I will care about this.
It's a great thing to happen generally, but if that's what's driving the plot today, it's getting annoying.
It's been driving the plot for like four episodes basically.
Offmon, right, being female Pororimon really did drive.
Okay, good point. Okay, fine.
When they went on that holiday, See, that it was in there, but that was okay because it was to the side.
Also, I noticed that the characters are also not as sort of like babying Offmon anymore. They were only babying him in that episode
because they need to all act like not themselves.
Yeah, and that's why it was that episode, the one where Gatchmon runs away, is a very sort of out of character fanficky feeling.
It damaged this episode.
Yeah, because it's like, well, we already saw Gatchmon do it, and it was very sort of cliched in that way.
There's a fan fiction written by that kid who was like, oh, I want to run away from home, but I'm too scared, but I'll write a story about someone saving me from running away from home.
Yeah, and I'll meet Digimon.
Yeah.
It's like my fan fiction. I ran away from home and I met the Digimans. Any other negative bits?
I don't know. It's just, I guess it was a bit... No, my only negative bit is they never made a bring you brought a knife to a gunfight joke.
Oh, yes, Satellite Mon dies. That was sad.
No, but I thought that was great, though.
Yeah. Favourite character?
He doesn't die as well. His chip's right there. He'll be back.
He got stabbed. Favourite character?
My favourite character was Satellamon.
I like Musimon.
I know you too.
I like how Satellamon put down his hat when he died.
Yeah, yeah. No, so here's the thing about Musimon, right? Is that he and Haru, sorry Haru, damn it, and Astra have the best little bit, which they always do, which is they're presented with something that you're like, they go, is that cool? And you're like, they're going to say, nah, it's lame. And they go, no, it's really cool because of this thing.
Yeah.
Is being in a box cool? And if they go, is a dark, cramped box? It's like a secret hideout!
Yeah, I love them. I can't believe, I love them so much. Because they went from, oh, this is such an annoying gimmick, to this is actually kind of funny.
They're great.
And sometimes I say, oh, I'm not feeling this, but it's like, they don't use not feeling this that much.
They're like, Noam.
Yeah, he's like, I love this, it's great.
If he doesn't love it, it must be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Noam Musimon, Noyafu. I love Musimon so much. I can't believe I love Musimon so much.
Yeah, like Astra more.
Yeah, no, I like Astra as well, which is weird because we were just like, wow, Astra's the worst character. How come they made this terrible character?
He grew up.
He grew up. It's so good. I love him.
All right.
And miscellaneous bits. So we get to see Naito, the CEO.
And we got Leviathan. To see Caught Up Man without an afro.
Oh, yeah.
In the fake story of the Sun Goddess.
I love Caught Up Man. I know we call him Afro Man, but like...
Because he's Afro Man.
But he's credited as Caught Up Man.
That's really funny.
And I just love that they just put him in this fantasy, I guess it's called.
You know what would kill me?
What?
If in the final episode, they're doing their big wrap-up, and they walk into a room, and there's, like, 7 to 10 Afro men in there, and they go, wait, are you not the same guy? And they go, no, we just look the same.
Oh, I'll be so on board. What if he is an app?
No, that sucks. I don't want it to be that much. I just want it to be, like, you know, just make the little reference.
No, we just look the same.
Yeah. We're all the same guy with an afro. Because there's two, like, one's a chef and one's, like, this guy who goes to Paris. And there's too many different stories of this guy. He's, like, a stockbroker as well.
Yeah. No. What if there's multiple Afro men? the man who was caught up. But yeah, that was... Anything else you want to say about this episode?
I want to sleep.
Me too.
Hungry too.
But I actually like this episode. As for ranking, I think I'll give it just the place above episode 31.
Which one's 31?
That was the last episode, the one with Tripmon.
Yeah. Okay.
So which is below the areas multiplying by copy-paste episode.
Sure.
I think that's a good place to put it.
Okay.
So that puts it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It puts them in 12th place, which is, that's not a terrible place to be.
It's in the top 30, it's in the top third, I guess.
I thought you were going to say it's in the top 32.
It is in the top 32. That's not incorrect. Wrong.
And yeah, so it's better than the last episode. But it's not like a fantastically amazing, wonderful episode, but it's...
No, it was functional in what it needed to do.
Mm, which is good. And it did the clever sort of like Atmon thing, which is what do you get when you combine these two aspects of this app? Oh, you get something that's good at this and good at this. And I love that. That is what I love about Atmon.
And we'll see the new Digimon Emperor next episode.
Yeah, he's the Digimon Kaiser, which is Japanese for Emperor. Thanks, 12-year-old me.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
So, yep, that's 12 in the rankings. That's pretty good. So next time we're watching episode 33, which is High School Student CEO Unryuji Naito appears. And I forgot how to speak for a second. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment in this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a Scun thread on With the Will, and a Red thread in the Appmon subreddit, and we'd really appreciate it if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. We also have a website where you can check out our Apply ranking and vote on our weekly poll for our main episodes that we do. They're on Frontier at the moment, which is fun. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. And $1 a month gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but higher levels get you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Padmon on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wuchinglong, you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, Metal Mamamon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpol Bamba, Hiro Alato, who is at Hiro Alato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at Wildlink64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Gori, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitch Goat, Azrael McCool, and Nicholas.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Agimon, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye!